Bilingual Core Interpreting Practice Exercise Number 9. Consecutive Interpreting. Each spoken segment is followed by a silent gap long enough for you to complete the interpretation. Long questions and answers are broken up into shorter sentences from 10 to 60 words long. The exercise will start in 5 seconds.
Mrs. Walker, you're 78 years old, soon to be 79.
Yes.
And I'm drawing your attention to last March. At that time, you lived at 8491 Knight Street.
Yes.
And I understand this is your own home.
Yes, I've lived there since the early 1970s.
And I understand that you were at home with Maria Lopez, who came over to help with the house and to cook dinner for you.
Yes.
And there were two other persons present in the house, and they left to go shopping.
Yes, my husband went shopping with our grandson, who was staying with us.
They left to go shopping, leaving just you and Maria Lopez in the house.
Yes.
Now, you became involved in an incident that brings you to court today.
Yes.
And when did that start? What happened?
It was about 8 o'clock. I was watching TV, CNN. It was news time. Then a few minutes later, I was interrupted by a telephone call, so I got up to answer the phone. Then I went to the kitchen to get the drink of water. At that time, the four men came in from the back door, which was open to let in some fresh air.
Okay, and that door opens off which room?
The kitchen.
Okay, the four men that came in, had you ever seen any of these men before?
No.
Okay. And were you able to see the face of any of these men?
No, they had something covering their face, like ski masks, balaclavas.
What happened then when they came in?
They came right into the kitchen. I didn't know who they were or what they were doing in my home. But then one of them said that they wanted money and jewelry, and at once they told me to turn around and not look at them and then to lie down on the floor. So I did, because I knew that I didn't have any choice.
Now, where was Maria Lopez at this point?
She was standing near the sink, finishing up the dishes.
And was this person who was talking, was he talking to you or to both of you?
To both of us.
Okay. And after he told you to lay down, what did you do?
We lay down on the floor face down as we were told to do.
Okay. And what else did they tell you to do?
That's all. Then they asked if there was anybody upstairs, and I said no, there was nobody upstairs.
Then what happened?
Then one man remained in the kitchen watching us. The others went upstairs.
The person who was watching you, how long was he watching over you at this point?
Until the others came back down.
Okay. While he was watching you, did he do or say anything to you, this person?
He took a gold bracelet from Maria.
And how did that come about?
He saw it and told her to take it off. At first, Maria was reluctant, but I persuaded her to take off the bracelets and hand it over to the guy.
Okay. And what happened then when the others came downstairs?
They discovered the closet down the corridor from the kitchen, so they led us to the closet.
Who led you to the closet?
The man who had been watching us. He led Maria by the hand, and I was told to hold on to Maria. They told us to close our eyes because they didn't want us to look at them.
And when they led you to the closet, what kind of a closet was this? What was it used for?
It is a very small room. We use it as a storeroom.
Okay. What happened then when you were led to this closet?
He turned on the light and told us to go in.
Okay. And what position were you in the closet?
We had to go down on the floor because the closet is under the stairs and the ceiling is at an angle and very low. One of the men noticed a rope hanging from a peg in the closet, so he took it and tied us together back to back. It was so very uncomfortable, especially with my bad hip.
Okay, and how long were you in the closet?
I can't tell you exactly. It was longer than half an hour, maybe between half an hour and 1 hour. It felt much longer, though.
How were you feeling during this time?
Maria was terrified, and so was I. Maria was also worried because her son would be coming soon to take her home. So I knocked on the door and shouted that Maria was only working for us and that her son would be coming soon to pick her up. And I asked them not to hurt her son.
And were you talking to the same person that had been watching you earlier?
I guess so.
And did he have any response?
He said okay. He asked me how old was the boy. I said about 17 to 18, and he said okay, but Maria was still shaking.
Were you frightened?
Of course I was. I didn't know what would happen if her son were to come in before the men left. And I had no idea what would happen to us. You know all the home invasions that are taking place nowadays.
Okay. What happened after that, Mrs. Walker?
Some man came down the stairs and asked me where was the safe. I told him that we had no safe in the house. Then he asked me for my purse. I told him my purse was in my bedroom. He went up again and couldn't find it, so he came down again and asked me where I had left my purse. I told him if he let me out, I would take him up to my bedroom and give him the purse. He didn't say anything, but I heard him go upstairs again. I suppose he found the purse because all my money was gone. Then they came down to the kitchen. I could hear the cabinet doors open and shut. I also heard movement in the front of the house, but I'm not sure where.
Okay, and did you ever hear any other sounds?
They turned off the TV.
Okay, and were you aware of what time these people left?
I'm not certain, but it must have been around 9 o'clock.
End of exercise.